Randy, do you want to start by telling us your earliest memory of agriculture?
Life was pretty tough back in those days. Matter of fact, very few of the farmers that received a farm actually were able to hold on to it. People came to this area, didn't realize the hardships that came with farming in this Pasco area. The wind blew hard. It was hot. Most people's crops blew out. They didn't know how to control soil erosion. Fortunately, my family actually lived in a house. You know, they'd built a dairy barn, and the dairy barn was much nicer than the house was. The dairy barn actually had running water, and the house did not. A lot of the neighbors lived in tents. It was quite a pioneer atmosphere out here.
I mean, your dad survived in such a difficult time. Did he have experience, or was it just luck?
My dad was as old as most of my friends as grandpa. My dad was born in 1910, graduated in 1928, so just in time for the Depression. His family lost everything there. He was from Kansas. His folks lost their farm in the Depression. And I think that those hardships made him a very determined, very hardworking individual who understood that hardships were something you had to deal with and just kept working forward, kept plowing forward, no, pardon the pun, but he was an extremely hardworking individual.
What role did you and your siblings play in the farm?
My dad owned a livestock market when I was in junior high, and all of us, we actually end up owning two livestock markets, and every one of us kids end up working there. And sale day was on Thursday, and so none of us kids went to school on Thursday. I don't think they'd be able to get away with that these days.
Since you started on your own in agriculture, what kinds of changes have you seen? I mean, it's been almost 30 years.
The old planter that we used to have, you had to sit back there with a stick because the potato seed would bridge in the planter, and you'd have to take that stick and unbridge the seeds so they'd fall down into the bowl that would pick the seeds out and put the seeds in the ground. And we've gone from that to a tractor that you don't even have to steer anymore. The technology is just unbelievable.
How about your own transition into farming independently?
I went to work at the grocery store that, like I said, my friend's dad owned. And things were going actually, you know, pretty well there. Then Dad passed away in 1984, and that's when I had to make my decision. I knew if I didn't go back to the farm then, I would probably be working at that grocery store the rest of my life.